coach this team pretty much right where you want it to be heading into the game on Saturday?
Yeah, we're we had a good week of work, and we've got players back on the practice field. They prepared well in the meetings. They're anxious to play. You know, it's been a while since we've played, but they've been able to keep that in perspective.
Andy is a veteran team now compared to last year. How do you school the young guys for the first playoff game? Is that something, a job that's maybe left for some of the vets?
Well, it's important to them is their football, their X's and O's, make sure they're executing, carrying over what they've done on the practice field into the game. You know, we'll put in perspective for them the emotions and emotions associated with the start of the game. But one way of pushing yourself through that is to focus on your football.
How have they done rebuilding that offensive line when a guy like Ogden, who was kind of an era, disappears, and for them to protect as well as they have?
Well, they're playing very well together. They're individually talented, and they play especially well together as a group. They don't make mistakes. They don't have protection problems because it's a priority of theirs to protect the quarterback.
Jeff, how would you characterize the level of the defenses we're going to see on Saturday?
Well, I think both of them. I think you saw a lot of good things from both defenses during the course of the year, but I think they'll both step up. I expect both defenses to be better and play harder than they did during the regular season.
Javon Kerr says that their defense is a Ferrari. Your defense, he says, is more like an off-road hybrid kind of thing. What do you think?
I have to give that some thought. are you looking for another analogy for our defense? I think our defense has respect for their defense, and it should be a well-played defensive game.
Given Terry's extra years of experience compared to Flacco, is that advantage Titans?
Not necessarily. I mean, we've watched him improve throughout the year. So, it's about executing is what it's about. And now you would expect that a veteran quarterback would go in there and would be relaxed and it would be hard to unsettle. But the other side of that is you don't see any of those type of issues, the unsettled type of things out of Flacco. I mean, he's very poised. He played well, made good throws, throughout the second half of the season.
Jeff, talk about the emotions before the game. Are you worried that the team might be too fired up before the game Saturday?
No, we'll keep it in perspective. I mean, both teams are going to be ready to play. I mean, the playoffs, it's a whole new season, and they understand that. Fortunately, we got to experience, most of us got to experience that last year, so I think it'll be exciting to play here at home. But again, if things do start to heat up a little bit, we just remind them to get back to their X's and O's.
Will there be certain guys on this team, Jeff, as we know in the past, have been fined quite a bit over the year, that you might want to talk to and ratchet it down a little bit?
No, I think they'll understand the importance of playing between the snap and the whistle and understand how devastating a 15-yard penalty could be in a game like this.
Coach, what do you take from last year as a team? And it's basically the same group of guys. What do you guys take from last year's loss?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to sit up there talking about losing a playoff game with them between now and a kickoff. I mean, we were a highly motivated team after the loss, and I think that's why we're at where we're at.